And a report on the track. Dean Lester's with us this morning to preview. How are you, Dean?
I'm good, thanks, Nards.
Look, we've got Moe on today. Big meeting, 10 races. What are some of the key points of interest for you?
Yeah, early in the day. Some of the maidens look quite handy. You know what you're getting later in the day with the 58 and 64 benchmark races. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to a couple of the maidens. And, yeah, I think as the day wears on, with the rail out 6 metres, it's often not far to get right out wide and really swoop home at Moe. So they often get off the track later in the day.
Well, let's have a look at it. The first is a 3-year-old filly's maiden over 1,017. Scratchings are runners 1, 5, 8, 11, 12 and also the 13. We've got a few first starters that kick off here and some of them are in the market. One for Clinton McDonald, the 4 Honey Esprit at $6.50. Also the 6 Moana Jewel, who's at $6. We've got Totally Captivated at $4.20. Tourist Attraction is at $6.50, who's first up, and here's the favourite, My Unicorn, for the informed Galagotis team at $2.30.
Yeah, it's a very solid maiden, Nadia, but I'm super keen here on number 14, My Unicorn. As you said, the Galagotis is off a double on Saturday in Adelaide, and this filly ran really well on debut without luck at her home track, got a long way back and ran to the line well. Recent trial at Cranbourne on wet ground was excellent. You'd think a bit of a target race on her home track to kick her off as a winner this campaign, and I think she'll achieve that. In saying that, there'll be some good opposition. 9 Totally Captivated. She's a speed filly. She's got plenty of race experience now with 4 starts under her belt, and she handles soft ground okay. She's right in the mix. 4 Honey Esprit, I thought, looked a little bit keen in a recent jump out at Caulfield, but trialled well and does have tactical speed. And 6 Moana Jewel found a jump out for her at Cranbourne back in early September, and she seemed to go well on a soft track. So I think there'll be a bit of form out of this maiden, but none more so than the favourite and one of my better bets of the day, number 14, My Unicorn. 14, 9, 4 and 6.
14946 race 1. Look, the second is a maiden over 1,017. You can take out the 1. We've got number 2, Dominant Jean at $7.50. Tattoo You at $5.50. The favourite is number 5, Not Approved, who's a $2 chance. Then you've got Mulligan Falls, a first starter, at $5.
Yeah, I think Not Approved deserves to be favourite. $2 is probably as short as you'd want to see, but that first up run at Star was quite good. That maiden form should be good enough to win a race like this. 7 Mulligan Falls trial quite nicely recently at Cranbourne, makes its debut, and that was on wet ground, the trial, so I don't think that'll be a problem. I think they're the two standouts in a fairly modest maiden, 5 and 7. 3 Tattoo You's got speed, first run for the new stable, will show up for a fair way, I'd imagine, and 9 Tempt might be one at a price to consider for the trifectas and first fours. I thought it trialled okay recently at Caulfield, but 5 and 7 are the key runners here. 5, 7, 3, 9.
5, 7, 3 and 9 in race 2. The third race, this is a maiden over 1,017. You can take out runners 10 and 12. Number 1, Ambitious X is at 5. Then you're down to Sarcastic at 6. Mastering, who's a debutante, at $2.10 is the fave, and then you've got Pantone at $5. What can you tell us about Mastering here, Dane?
Yeah, 2 recent trials. Now, it's both been on wet ground at Cranbourne, and both trials have been more than adequate. Most recent trial just jogged up behind them. I think in what looks a fairly modest maiden, he looks a fairly handy horse, so it's a good combination. He's probably found about his price for a first starter because he's still got to get it right on the day, but been very well educated by Matt Laurie, and I think he'll probably win number 7 to beat 6 Sarcastic. I think all 3 runs have just got a little bit better, and the run last time out was sound at Geelong. 1 Ambitious X resuming has some ability, and 9 Pantone, who was in the betting behind Spiritual Girl on debut at Morpheville Park's been given time to improve. Trialled about 4 or 5 weeks ago and trialled okay, might be next best, but looking forward to seeing Mastering on debut. 7, 6, 1 and 9.
So we go 7, 6, 1 and 9 in the third. The fourth race, this is over 12.17 for fillies and mares. You can take out runners 6, 13, 14 and the 15. We've got number 1, Al Simon at $4.60. $2.15 for number 4, Ellen Rowe. You're then down to the 10 So White, who's at $7.50.
Yeah, Alan Rose, the key runner. Nads, the first up run at Cranbourne, midfield to Elgain. That was okay. It was a hard day to make ground and stayed much in its same spot there, but better for that run. And I think all being well here, should be able to get the maiden out of the way to beat 1 L. Simon, who has been quite competitive in recent runs. Had a little freshen up back in distance here, but looks the main danger. 7 Raziel, first up from a spell, Was never really a chance on debut, but I thought trialled okay recently, and interesting, it trialled with My Unicorn, who we're expecting to win race one, so that form might look a bit better after it races in race one. And 8 Royal Parade, who was in a very good trial recently behind Deported, who won at Cranbourne, Hallmoo ran well at Flemington, and also Littlest that won at Geelong, and Royal Parade held her own against those, and makes the debut here, might be next best. 4, 1, 7, and 8.
So we go 4, 1, 7, and 8. We then head over to race 5. In this race, you can take out runners 9, 10, 12, and the 16. Number 4, Mr. McElroy at 3.40, Stately Boy at 6.50, Brugolino is at 5, down to T for Shoe at $2.80. It's the current 5.
Yeah, the market's tightening up on number 4, Mr. McElroy, and I can understand that. Whilst finished 7th last start, that was behind Vossegeist, and I'm sure that's a good form reference. And the one run this horse has had on rain-affected ground, it was totally luckless at Canterbury behind Wugok, and I think that form's good enough to nearly see him win here, number 4, to beat 11, T for Shoe. First time we've seen her on the turf track. Her 3 runs to date have been on the Pakenham Synthetic, and they've all been really solid. She's had the run at 1600 now. She looks the main danger. Probably the other one to consider is 8 Brugolino. She's been in the money 4 of 6 and has been very competitive, and now has had the run at 1600 metres. They're the winning chances, a place chance to 5, Stately Boy. 4, 11, 8 and 5.
4, 11, 8 and 5 in race 5. We go over to race 6. This is over 28.16, and here you can take out runners 2, 12, 13 and 14. 1, Chiron Warrior at 4, then you're down to Decisive Diamond at 6, down to Foreuse at $5. Mickey M's at 9, Corruption at 5, and 6.50 for Viskotsky.
Yeah, this is for the stayers over the 2800. It'll be a real slog, and I think number 9, Corruption, might just outslog them here. He's he doesn't have a great winning strike rate, but he's looking for this sort of ground, I think, and no problem with soft conditions. He's been placed here at Maui on a couple of occasions. I'm leaning to him. Chiron Warrior was quite a dynamic win when he won his maiden here 3 starts back over 2400, and his subsequent 2 efforts at Bendigo have been sound. Back to Maui where he did win, and I think he'll run this trip out okay. 5 Faresh. Since they've been riding this horse back, I think his form has certainly improved, and he can be competitive. And then out to number 8, Mickey M, making the long haul from Warrnambool for this race. I think out to the longer trip will suit him. He's an old timer, but he's ticking over okay. But I thought 9 and 1 were the principal chances there, Nuds. 9, 1, 5 and 8.
9, 1, 5, 8. Race 7, over 1,017. Take out runners 1, 7, 13 and 14. We've got number 3, Conspicuous Maid at 2.60. Rye Boys at 3.90. Joan Constance at $6.50.
Yeah, I thought number 5, Rye Boy, was really impressive winning the maiden at Kilmore last start. The one little caveat on his form is his 2 best career runs, for whatever reason, have both been at Kilmore. But that was a good win by a significant margin on soft ground. And I think if he runs to that, he'll be well suited again. Conspicuous Maid is the one that's getting the 64 down to 58 grade drop here, and even with the big weight, she's going to be very competitive. She's so well placed. 9 Joan Constance, first start for the new stable, resulted in a win at Sale. It was a bunch finish, but did quite a good job. And 6 Secret Sequin, the key here is it really handles wet ground well. Didn't come up last campaigns, had a short break, resumes here next best. 5, 3, 9, 6.
5, 3, 9, and 6. We then go to race 8. Here you can take out runners 2, 10, 13 and the 15. We've got number 3, the Donchess at 6, down to Mattiano at 4. You've got Rexmont at $6, 5 there for Ma Jesse, Highgate Hill at 7, and Taken Time's a $10 chance.
I think Highgate Hill represents good value here, Nards. The most recent runs have been at 2,400 metres. I just think back to the 2,000 metres, handles soft ground okay. Drawn out by this stage of the day, I think will be no disadvantage at all. I think it's a good each-way gamble, number 9, Highgate Hill. From 6, Rexmont, who'll be up near the speed, was a good winner first up, back to its right grade here. 12, Taken Time, is getting fitter, handles the wet, will run this sort of trip, has got a chance. And 4, Mattiano, who's been consistent in recent runs. But I thought Highgate Hill was a bit of value. 9, 6, 12 and 4.
9, 6, 12 and 4. Then to race 9, this you can take out runners 4, 13, 15 and the 16. Number 1, Time for Dancing at 4.40. On Top of the World at 8.50. Farrell is at 5.50. Then you're down to Dash for D at $6.50, Little Snitz at $7, Star Patriot at $6.50.
Yeah, I think Dash for D is the value here. Was a good run last start. Both runs this time in have been excellent, actually. And Noel Callow to ride. And again, as I said, I don't think the wide draw by this stage of the day will be any disadvantage. So I'm going to go with number 8. To beat 11 Star Patriot, who ran a nice race first up over 1,200, jumped to 1,600 second up, and was again quite sound. And their most recent run at Moonee Valley was just a little bit outgraded behind Samovair, but a lot better placed here. I think she's the main danger. One Time for Dancing's in career best form. He's won 3 of his past 4. Just gets that 2 kilo weight rise on the last time that he met Dash for D. I've put him in for 3rd, and on Top of the World, he'll handle the ground next best. A good competitive race. 8, 11, 1, and 2.
8, 11, 1, 2. And then to race 10, here you can take out runners 3, 4, 9, 11 and also the 13. Number 1, Yacy Sun at 4.40, Winborn is at 3.90, Inkaloo at 6, 9.50 Unshackled, $9 for Nina Rules, and then you're looking at Lots of Smacks at $8.50.
He's the key runner in the last, the top 8, number 1, Yacy Sun. He's a very capable galloper. We haven't seen him for about 10 months or so. I think he's had throat surgery since his last campaign, but if he's ready to go, he might have a little bit on this field. I'm going with him first up to beat 8 Bush Flight. Really liked a recent trial at Terrelgan, and that was on soft ground, and horse that has got enough talent to run well in a race like this first up. 14 Cranny Flyer, these are the conditions that suit. Has got good wet track credentials, and back in distance, I don't think it's any disadvantage for him. And Winborn resuming off quite a break, but does have talent as well. 1, 8, 14, and 2.
1, 8, 14, and 2. Okay, Dean, best roughy quaddy and your player of the day at Maui.
Start early, Nards. Race 1, number 14, My Unicorn's my best. The value each way, race 8, number 9, Highgate Hill. Quaddy, certainly a flexi day, but it might pay okay. First leg, 3, 5, 6, 9, 11. Second leg, 4, 6, 8, 9, 12. Third leg, 1, 2, 8, 9, 11. And the last leg, 1, 2, 8, and 14. I'm really interested in the first 3 races, so we'll play the running doubles. Race 1, number 14. Race 2, 5, and 7. And race 3, number 7.
Wonderful, Dean. Thanks for that and good punting.
Good on you. Thanks, Nats.
There's Dean Lester with his preview of Maui today on the 10-race program, where their first is scheduled at 12.30. And, of course, we'll be heading to the track just a bit after noon.